We're also joined by Johnny Sauter, if you haven't noticed, the driver of the number 21 ISM Connect Chevrolet. Questions are open for Johnny. Jerry's got one. Yeah.
Obviously, going into the night, the heat was an issue. The sun, Ben said, you know, the sun going down helped, but it probably still didn't help a lot in the truck. So how did you handle it behind the wheel?
Well, I drank a 12-pack of Bud Light last night, so I was feeling primed and ready to go. Went to bed at about 2 o'clock. No, I'm just kidding. I did go to bed at 2 o'clock, but I didn't drink that much. But you know, I guess I'm just used to it. Obviously, you know, just drink enough water. And as I've been getting a little older, they try to get me to drink some Pedialyte. So I had one glass of that today, but I'm not a fan of it. So, but it's hot, and you're going to sweat. And you know you're going to sweat, so you just got to pace yourself. I see guys drinking all the time. Our pit crew guys are, you know, big, tough guys. And I'm like, any of you guys drink Pedialyte? They're like, oh, yeah, we love it. And I'm like, all right, I'll try some. So there you go.
Chris?
Johnny, ChrisKnightCatchFence.com. I was just curious if you guys were maybe trying some things now that you guys have a pretty good position for the playoff standings, if you guys could see what was working maybe now that maybe or wasn't working now that you could hold off for the playoffs.
No, I mean, honestly, we're still trying to continue to do what we've been doing all year. Tonight we just had a couple miscues. The last pit stop, the jack broke, and so we lost this, you know, track position. Obviously, we had a really good ISM Connect Chevy on the short runs. Speed was there. I was really looking forward to that last run. If I could have just even maintained and just restarted third, I thought we could have had something for him because our stuff would fly around the bottom. So but no, right now we're just continuing to go to the racetrack like we normally would. I'd say maybe we had a little different stuff in the back this weekend that, you know, we probably maybe wouldn't have ran if it was playoff time, but nothing radical. So pretty basic. Yeah, there's a couple. I'm going to run Thursday night up at Kaukauna and then Friday up at Norway, and then Slinger Nationals are the following Tuesday. So we'll put some laps on. I've been doing more this year than ever before just because I think it's helping me.
Sharon from Vanfor Racing. Ben mentioned that he noticed some changes in the track from last year to this year. Did you notice any differences?
Yeah, I think I don't know that the racetrack was much different. I think what he's probably referring to is the tire was definitely different, and it raced way different. So I think it changed the way we approached the weekend with our setups and all that. So that's the biggest thing I noticed was just the grip was a little different this year with the tire. So, you know, the racetrack is obviously getting a lot of character. You've seen people running all over the racetrack tonight. So that's a good thing. Obviously, the bumps are getting a little bit worse, but for the most part, I think the biggest thing that probably caught everybody off guard was the tire this weekend a little bit. It was a good tire. It just required a little different setup and a little bit different driving.
Dustin Long,
NBC Sports. You just mentioned that you're doing a little bit more racing outside the trucks because you feel like it helps you. So what is it helping you, and what is it, you know, for somebody who's as experienced a driver and has done so much, what's suddenly changed where – it wasn't as much of an impact the last several years?
Well, that's a really good question and a really hard one to answer. For me, I feel like we have some gaps in the schedule and all that, and I feel like it keeps me sharp because I build the cars myself. I set them up myself. I drive them to the racetrack myself, and I work on them at the racetrack by myself, and I feel like, obviously, it's a super late model, so the suspension is different than this, but a lot of that stuff, a race car is a race car, and you're obviously trying to make it go as fast as you can. So I feel like personally it's keeping me sharper mentally, and I know it's a completely different setup package, but just keeps you in the game, so to speak, you know. And I you know, this year has been a lot of fun because I'm trying some different stuff on that car, and it's not been qualifying very fast, but it flies in the race, so I've been passing a lot of cars, and it's just fun to keep challenging yourself, and I just love short track racing. So I see myself doing more and more of it if I can.
So what's
Well, I just, you know, it's just keeping you sharp, you know, like shocks and springs and that kind of stuff, and thinking about different setup packages and stuff like that. So I'm doing more, maybe not so much big shows, but I'm trying to do some more of the just the weekly stuff that's 35 laps, you know, where it puts a big emphasis on going where you want to be in a hurry. So, you know, and it just keeps your mind sharp thinking about setups. And I just I say that. And, you know, last year I only got to run a couple times. Just took me all year to get the car built. So I've been burning more midnight oil this year, put the kids to bed, and then go out in the shop and work till 2, 3 in the morning, whatever it takes. So, and I love it. It's fun. And I, you know, maybe it's because I realize I'm 40 and I'm not going to be able to race forever. So I'm trying to make up for lost time a little bit. But, you know, I grew up short track racing, but I didn't get to run a lot of the short tracks in Wisconsin as much as people probably think that I did. So I'm trying to make up for some lost ground on that stuff.
Lee Spencer.
Johnny, what is the Sutter family history at Slinger? I mean, did your dad race there? Have your brothers raced there? I mean, it's such a huge race. I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah, no, it's my dad. You know, I remember in the early 90s, we would go there quite a bit, and he would win, run really well there for some of the specials and all that. So older brothers never really raced there a whole lot, and I personally, as I just talked about, that's only one racetrack that I've ran at once in my whole life, and that was 3 years ago for the Slinger Nationals. I just showed up and ended up breaking a lower control arm that I built, so it was too light. But I'm pumped about going back, and it's always fell on the same week as Eldora, so I could never get to Eldora in time. And this year they moved the Nationals up a week, so I'm pretty pumped about being able to go over there and race, because it's, you know, you qualify at a 12, just over a 12-second lap, and you run 200 laps, you're hauling the mail around that place, and laps click by pretty quick. So Bristol don't have nothing on Slinger.
No, you have a phenomenal fourth-place average finish this year. I mean, career best. This is your 10th top five finish. You're on pace to beat that record as well. You've already tied your wins. I mean, turning 40 has taken nothing away from you, has it?
No, I think if anything, it's reinvigorated me a little bit. So, honestly, you get kind of tired of hearing people say, oh, you're 40, you know, you're old. So I don't think that's old. Dick Trickle used to say you didn't get good until you were 35. So, you know, I feel good, and we're just clicking. Stuff at GMS is hauling the mail. And the one thing I love about GMS is even if you're running well, we're continuing to build new trucks and continuing to try to find speed. And I give a lot of that credit to Mike Beam. He's a pretty tenacious guy. So, yeah, you know, sky's the limit. We can keep doing this. And tonight, you know, when you can have a couple hiccups like we did tonight, pass a lot of trucks and still finish third, that's good. So I just got to keep it going.
Any more questions for Johnny? Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Have a good one.